Paul here, writing to the Thessalonians, he doesn't hesitate to say, look, I worked day and night. So all day, he was talking to these people, helping them, and then gathering them in the synagogue. And of course, all the Gentiles could come too. And preaching about Jesus. And at night, he was weaving tents. Because that was how he made his living, you see. Working night and day in order not to burden any of you. And we proclaim to you the gospel, the evangelion of God. Evangelion, you all know this, you know, ev-e-u means good, and angelion means announcement or news. Evangelion, the good news. There's nothing. You know, the good news if the Nationals won last night, but there's not the same class of good news as that God himself became man and died for our sins to open up for us the way to eternal life. Now that's good news. So he's telling how he worked, you know, and did this. And you are witnesses, and so is God, how devoutly and justly and blamelessly we behave toward you believers. Does that sound proud? No, it could in a way. You know, I'm a very holy man. No, that's not what he's saying. You see, you can witness, and so can God. And God can witness because, as he says over and over again in his letters, it is God working in us. So our job is to yield to this work of God. This ineffable movement of love by which he wants to bring us all back to himself in this life and in the world to come forever. And if we yield to that, we can be saints. There's no stopping us. Well, there's a lot stopping us, but not if we yield to God. So he's not bragging about himself. He's just saying, you know, as he says other places, by the grace of God, I am what I am. Not me. But I am free. And that means I can yield to this or not. And that's our job, to yield to it. And as you know, we're pretty slow sometimes. You know, by this moment in our lives, except if you're under six, probably, you know, we could be saints. God is moving us, you see? And that's what Paul is talking about here, you see? And then, as you know, we treated each of you as a father treats his children, exhorting and encouraging you, yet insisting that you walk in a manner worthy of the God who calls you, into his kingdom and glory. That's God calling us this morning. He's calling us. And then this very powerful line. And for this reason, we too give thanks to God unceasingly, that in receiving the word of God from hearing us, you received it, not as the word of men, but as it truly is, the word of God, which is now at work in you who believe. So you see, the word of God is at work in us. It's powerful. The word of God, the announcement of the truth about God and his plans and his character. What can I say? He is love. I mean, can you imagine God becoming man and being, we just heard some of that, but, you know, being humiliated, tortured, dying, so that we could be with him forever? And why did he have to go through all that? It's our fault. So that when we get that, you see, and that's the word of God. That's the message of God, right? And it said, work in us. There's a power in that word. And if we yield to it, we can be very holy. Not so we can go around with a sign on, I'm holy, but that we would have the power and the wisdom to know how to worship God and how to win people over for Him and for their eternal salvation. And that's why we pray every day, you know, Lord, help me, guide me. Let me do your will this day. Now, I've probably gone on too long. Not bad, actually. Anyway, these woes. Our Lord is quite fed up with these guys, isn't he? Woe to you, you know, theologians and bishops, scribes and Pharisees, you see? You hypocrites, you're like whitewashed tombs. What a comparison, right? You're beautiful, you know, you're white and pretty, but inside, you stink. That's quite strong, you see? And then, oh, you know, you decorate the tombs of the prophets. We do this too, you know, decorate all the saints and the shrines, but we don't imitate them. So what's the point? It's good to honor those holy people and honor the work of God in them. But there's no reason why we couldn't produce another 40 or 50 saints from ourselves by yielding to God. Well, we won't know how to yield to God or what He's doing, moving in us, unless we're praying. You see? So the whole secret of the Christian life is to go to bed on time so that you can get up on time and you can pray and talk to the Lord while your mind is still fresh. There's no distractions. The day hasn't started yet. You're alone. It's quiet. And you can receive the Lord. I know everybody's life is different. It's not as easy when you're going to try to get six kids ready for Mass and stuff like that. But you see, it's getting free to pray. But our Lord is pretty severe, isn't He? Why? Because He loves them. He's trying to shock them out of where they are and where they're headed. If they agree to the murder of the Son of God, they are in big trouble. Now, mercifully, they won't know He's the Son of God, but they do know that they're killing somebody who doesn't deserve it. And that's why, even on the cross, the Lord says, Father, forgive them. They don't know what they're doing. We have some beautiful readings. See, as the summer goes on, the church puts these readings here to stir us up. You know, summer is hot, vacation, picnics, wonderful things. But we shouldn't, see, the church doesn't want us to lose our sense of the Lord and what He's calling us to. And as you know, tomorrow, I'm cheating, but we have been reassured about you, brothers and sisters, in our every distress and affliction through your faith. For we now live if you stand firm in the Lord. Now that's love. I'll preach on that tomorrow. But what makes me excited? You're standing firm in the Lord. That gives me such joy. For the Lord's sake and your sake. I better quit.